Hello, hoopy fruits of the internet. It is I, the random writer, also from the internet, bringing you all the news that doesn't actually exist. Yeah, I lead a boring life. Don't tell anyone. For this month's topic, I wanted to bring up a strange phenomenon that's been happening lately. Apparently a spam bot or 12 have found my author email address. These certainly can't be real people, because they all say basically the same thing, which shows they have not read the book they are referencing. If I'm wrong, and you're a real reader who has reached out to me, please leave a comment so I can apologize profusely for accusing you of being a spam bot. They all tell me how brilliant Comedy of Terrors is. Lie number one that proves they have not read the book. They rave about how well I weaved in that perfect blend of slasher horror with laugh-out-loud funny moments. Lie number two that proves they have not read the book. And then they tell me many more people should read it. Lie number three. And here is where they diverge slightly from email to email. Some go on to try to sell me on their marketing service. Some say they want to feature me in a book club that doesn't exist, and some just want me to write back, I'd love to hear about your writing process. Despite the quotes, it's a paraphrase. I would wager that all of them are AI bots trying to do something or get me to do something. I honestly don't know. In a world where there is so much creative backlash against generative AI, it makes me sad to see these examples that help the naysayers' case. AI is not bad on the surface. I use it every day to help me with research, for developmental editing. See previous posts and the next segment. Just basic conversations when I have no one else to talk to. Unfortunately, with every new technology, there are always people out there who try to sully it for everyone else. People who will use the technology for evil instead of the amazing good it has the potential to do. For example, with the advent of email came phishing and other harmful scams to bilk people out of their hard-earned money. Now, with AI, the phishing becomes less apparent. They called me by name, named the book, gave details that are in the book that they clearly got from the metadata. A more trusting person might have believed the praise was genuine, but here's the newsflash they didn't consider. You don't need an author's permission or participation to feature their book in a book club. An average Joe, or Jane, doesn't give a rat's tail end about a writer's process, and a bad writer recognizes when a person has not read his book, especially when they say good things about it. Again, I could be too cynical to recognize a genuinely positive email. If so, please let me know so I can try to make amends. However, I don't really publicize my author email. I think I have a representation of some kind somewhere on this website, but if I do, it's so obscure that even I've forgotten. Because AI means it takes less effort to find completely unknown authors, their bots may have located that obscure reference and tried to target me as a naive newcomer who is completely unaware that scams exist. Whatever the case, I'm not buying anything they're selling, so if they want to waste their resources trying to sell it, my delete button is right there.